In northern Iraq, Kurdish forces say they're making progress against ISIS fighters in the strategic town of Sinjar. The Kurds claim they have broken the militant siege of nearby Mount Sinjar. That's where many members of the minority group, the Yazidis, have been stranded since ISIS took control of the town in August. Many Yazidis were either captured or killed in that ISIS advance. The BBC's G.R. Gol reports from the Kurdish front line in Sinjar.
A new front in the fight against the Islamic State. Every step on these tight streets must be taken carefully. One wrong move could be deadly. The fighting here is street by street, house by house. This is how the Kurdish fighters confront the militants. We have been taken to the front line by the PKK Kurdish fighters, one of the fiercest enemies of IS in Syria and now in Iraq. In the old town of Sinjar city, snipers are positioned on every rooftop. Here, everyone must stand guard. At only 19, Hejer has been fighting jihadists in Syria for 2 years and now Iraqi Kurdistan. She points out the IS positions. We can see a black flag there just a few houses away.
They have no respect for women's rights. They have captured and killed many Yazidi women. I am here to kick them out and liberate my sisters.
Crossing the north of the city, we see dozens of empty houses. Often the family photographs are the only things that remain. 20-year-old Mazlum tells me IS has been looking for valuables.
They're here to loot and burn. They even managed to destroy the historic Assyrian temple.
So this is one of the houses. The PKK fighters tell me when they entered this part of the city, they found bodies of women and children. They were beheaded. Their body were decomposed. Obviously, they have been killed when IS militants took over the city.
A few houses away from the front line, Shuan prepares dinner with other fighters. The exhaustion on his face is clear. He's lost many of his friends in the past week.
This is the land where humanity has thrived. In this land, we cannot accept slavery and oppression. Our ultimate goal is to end IS barbarism.
As the sun goes down, the fighting intensifies. The Kurdish supply route is under constant fire. But at this outpost on the front line, they are holding ICE back for now.
That's a BBC's G.R. Gol reporting from Iraq.